There is a program here in the Shoalhaven which helps kids with mental illness. It's called the Empower Me program. And here to chat more about it and a brand new initiative is the founder and president of the program. It's Nikki Morris. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are great, thank you. Now, I love this. I follow you on Facebook. I love what you do. But if people aren't aware, tell us about the Empower Me program and why you put this one together.
So I guess the Empower Me program has been running for about 5 years. And the basis, I guess, where it came from was just noticing just a few little self-esteem issues within my own children and then just wondering how I can support that and then I started to begin to wonder, you know, if my children need support with self-esteem and anxiety and stress, there has to be other children in the Shoalhaven that need support. So the Empower Me program was born around how we can support children to be able to, I guess, live their best life and also be happy within their own skin. We provide programs and camps, and the basis of it is around connection, kindness, self-esteem and resilience.
And Nikki, look, it is important to have this program for the region because in reality, it's not just adults going through their tough times, but kids as well. You know, we went through the COVID period where parents were stressing and losing jobs, and kids also felt that effect as well.
Oh, absolutely. And the hardest thing is, I mean, I'm a preschool teacher and I see the effects on children as young as three years old. And I just think, you know, there's got to be more that we can do, I guess, as a community. And it's programs like the Empower Me that can support children and youth, I guess, outside of their home and outside of their school.
Yeah, and I love what you do because you mentioned a few things there, but you do a lot of things. So touch on the age groups you focus on as well as the events. So you put on a lot of retreats and programs for kids to come along to.
Oh, yeah, there's always something happening. So I guess the last 2 years we haven't been able to have any workshops or retreats, which is our overnight camps, because of COVID. So last year we were able to give out over 200 creative care boxes. So, yeah, just, I guess, the little gifts to children and preschool children and youth just to be able to do something in lockdown. Mm. And then, so we're always looking for different initiatives to be able to support children to reduce, like, stress and anxiety. So, obviously, you know, we are coming up with lots of projects, but generally, I guess, outside of COVID, we've always run creative and empowerment workshops.
Yeah.
So they can look like day workshops, and we use our four key elements, which I was saying before about connection, kindness, self-esteem, and resilience, and we embed them in our program. So this Saturday we have a workshop at the Canby Hall for 7 to 9-year-olds. So yeah, and we generally they get fairly booked out pretty quickly because there's nothing really like it in town. So they do get pretty booked out. And then we have our overnight camps and retreats, which we've got one coming up in September. And so they're a bit more intense. So we're actually focusing more intensely on each of those particular topics. So, and I guess the biggest thing is connecting children and youth to like-minded peers, because not all children fit into, you know, like dance or sports and music and things like that. So there's just got to be another option for them to be able to connect to each other. So,
no,
yeah.
That sounds great.
We also have another support project happening, which is actually happening at the moment. It's called the Empower Me Library. So basically it's a huge amount of books that we've collected over the last 5 years that people can have access to on our website, and yeah, it's just like a bit of a library kind of system that has parent help books and children and teen help books as well.
That's amazing. And you've also, just you're thinking of everyone here, the latest project is to help those going through the HSC.
Yes. So again, we're always trying to think of ideas of how we can support children and youth to feel less stressed. HSC is one of the biggest, I guess, stress factors of, you know, our 17 and 18-year-old youth. And, yeah, so the idea is basically that they'll receive, so any HSC students that are participating, so we're just in the process of connecting with schools now, so any HSC student that does participate will receive a box full of self-care products, right before their HSC. So it's all around reducing like that stress and anxiety, and also like a reminder to just go, okay, I need to stop, I need to breathe, I need to relax, and then I need to regroup to get back to studying, or if it, you know, they're going into a test. I also want to just give a shout out to Span. They have actually donated little blue cards, and the blue cards are actually, again, that reminder to, they have a phone number on it that you can give, you know, someone a call to reach out if you are really struggling. So they've actually donated those cards to go inside the boxes.
Where can people find out more information?
You can look at our website, which is www.empowermeprogram.com, actually empowermeprogramincorporated.com, or you can go email me at empowerme2015@outlook.com.
Now, I definitely recommend everyone getting involved with Empower Me, whether it is helping out with the stressless care boxes or sending your kids along to one of the workshops. You won't be disappointed. Nikki Morris, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.